I am the executive producer of Made in Pakistan. I've lived in the U.S. for many years now. Grew up in Pakistan, but went to college here. I went back to Pakistan in 2004 to set up a production house. And it was, from my own personal experience, the most stable time I've seen on the ground, where there was an explosion of media, entrepreneurs, women doing exciting stuff. And just when I got to editing, which I wanted to do on the ground there, we started experiencing an energy crisis. So I left and came back to the U.S. late August 2007. And in October 2007, there comes out this front cover Newsweek article with these bearded, angry men saying Pakistan, the most dangerous country in the world. And I was like, hello? I mean, just like what happened in 1 month that I've left? Nasser Khan is the director of Made in Pakistan. And Nasser called me up and said, what's going on? Why are they doing this? And that's literally how Nasser came up with the idea of Made in Pakistan. Why don't we follow four working professionals, two women, two men, in Pakistan, and see how dangerous are their lives?
We go now to Lahore, Pakistan, and find the country in a state of emergency.
The Pakistan that I grew up, I had a wonderful childhood in Pakistan, but it was the 80s and we had evil dictator General Zia-ul Haq in power, and he was making sure that women are taken out of the public discourse and pushing us back into the house and your only role is mother, wife, sister kind of thing. And so many decades later now, going back to Pakistan and seeing the change, the incredible opportunities for women, and where women are creating their own opportunities, like Rabia, started the magazine.
This is our fourth issue.
She's publishing it. It's a great idea.
We started the magazine because we felt that young people in Pakistan don't get interesting stuff to read, first of all.
There isn't really a magazine like this for the youth.
And secondly, that the stuff that they are getting to read is basically offering an opinion and no solutions.
It's dealing with a lot of political realities on the ground. And she's creating a lot of dialogue between the young. Like when she talks about in the documentary, should we vote or not vote because the system is so corrupt? And she's encouraging them to voice their dissent about it and then, you know, kind of putting her two cents that, you know what, if you don't vote, then you don't have a vote. There has been this tremendous explosion where women are on the forefront of every kind of opportunity there is. You should have seen us when we started the women's movement under General Zia-ul Haq, when you got beaten up and put in jail. And it's interesting to me, when we look at that time historically now, the women in that time period were at the forefront of the protest rallies. Like, I remember going to all those early demonstrations and stuff while I was still in Pakistan, because he was really literally creating this Islamic, real narrow, mean interpretation about what it meant to be a woman. And the women just got up and said, how dare you? This is our religion too. And it empowers us because Islam, quite frankly, I'm a religion major and I've studied all three monotheistic religions. And quite frankly, Islam gives you the most rights as a woman, which I know sounds bizarre because the headlines always scream about the oppressed Muslim veiled woman. And I'm sorry to tell you, but that's really not the reality. Like, even if the women that I know who wear hijab and everything, they're extremely progressive in their views. Like, justice is a very much real reality kind of living concept within this religion.
I mean, we as lawyers, we talk about rule of law. Our entire practice and career is based on this idea of rule of law. So, I mean, everything sounds really hollow and shallow if there is no rule of law in this country.
My name is Waleed Khalid, and I am a practicing lawyer.
And then, of course, you see in the film, the judiciary walks out when the Chief Justice is fired, and Waleed really takes like a front-runner kind of role in the protest movements, and he's fighting for a secular Pakistan. He's fighting for rule of law, and he's very open about his faith and what it does for him. He literally breaks stereotypes that maybe even I, as a Pakistani-American, have in my head, and he comes out almost hitting a very central doctrine of Islam, which is that of the just Muslim. I mean, the human rights lawyers that we have on the ground, who are women. And even so, you know, yes, we hear these horrific stories of violence against women. I'm really kind of tentatively optimistic because there's been a women's bill of rights passed against all these very feudal tribal kind of practices. It's just passed in the assemblies in Pakistan. I'm seeing progress. I want to be optimistic and say, like Rabia says.
I think we are a very hopeful people. We are very optimistic. So we do want to believe that something good will happen the next day, you know. And it will. Should.